And I found this to be a very interesting statistic, gentlemen. Those who miss church gave a lot of reasons for why they do miss it, even though they no longer regularly attend. Some miss the teaching. Some miss the special events. And listen to this, only about 7% said they miss the music. And nobody said they were missing Sunday school. Now, this is according to Ken Ham's book, Already Gone. 7% only said they missed the music. And yet we have today in many churches what's called worship wars, the number one topic that's discussed oftentimes about or in respect to church growth is what can we change from a music standpoint. Those that have left but missed something about church, only 7% of them say the music really has anything to do with it. Most of them that say they miss something about church said this, I miss worshiping God. I miss worshiping God. Now, friends, that's a powerful statement if you think about it, and it should remind us that we are dealing here with souls and not just statistics. In fact, it might be one of the most heartbreaking statements to come out of the entire survey that Ken Ham conducted, as well as some ancillary surveys conducted by George Barna down through the years. I miss worshiping God. Well, when the question was asked, do you expect to attend church regularly when you have children of your own? There were some incredibly interesting findings. 38% said, yes, though I'm not attending church now, I do plan to attend later when I have children. 32% said no. That's fairly standard results that corresponds to other studies that have asked that or similar questions. But what was interesting was this, the impact of belief on the findings. The research showed that those who expect to come back to church, 77.7% believed or professed that they are saved. And when they said, I believe I'm a saved person, a born-again Christian, I don't attend church now, but I'm going to come back, they also believed the following things. They believed the books of the Bible are inspired by God. In fact, 76.4% of the 38% that said, I'm going to come back and attend church later when I have children, 76.4% said they believe the books of the Bible are inspired. 92.1% say they believe in creation as stated in the Bible. 91.3% believe in the creation of Adam and Eve and the Garden of Eden. And 60% said they believe all the accounts and stories in the Bible are true and accurate. So the correlation between belief, how the scriptures are viewed, and what people that don't currently attend church plan on doing in the future is a huge thing. So, Gary, my point is this. I believe if we can do a better job teaching proper belief, apologetics, an understanding of what the Bible teaches, and then an ability to defend it, we will at least increase the possibility that those who don't attend church now will come back when they have children. And to me, it seems obvious that had we done a better job in the first place teaching, many of them may have never left to begin with. So, Nate, I want to go to you. You're a strong believer in apologetics. I know that you studied some of that in college. I want to get your thoughts on this strong connection between proper teaching and where young adults ultimately end up.
Yes, absolutely. I think one of the greatest tools, you know, we were homeschooled as kids, and mom had put us through a rigorous worldview program, Calvert School, and then the worldview program a bit later on. When I got to Southeastern, I went through a program called the History of Ideas that a professor whom I became very, very close with and have worked with since then. He's written a great book recently. He has a program that he's trying to implement into Christian schools for 7th to 8th grade and on to help teach kids apologetics, how to know what you believe, how to defend what you believe. I think that's so important. And I think a lot of times we don't give children enough credit, young people, and say, well, they don't understand that. So we don't give them the opportunity to learn these things. You know, children, I think we've dumbed down our culture as a whole. Children, you know, 50, even 100 years ago, were learning multiple languages. And so I think we need to try to train our young people, children in the home, how to defend their faith. And they're young. that 7th to 8th grade time frame is a very important time frame, because young people, as they're going into leaving middle school, going into high school, they start facing very different things. Kids start sharing different beliefs with them. So I think it's so important in that time period, that the 7th to 8th grade, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, that they we teach them how to defend their faith. Why do they believe what they believe? Let them ask those questions that they have, and then give them the tools that they need, because that will help them going all the way through life. But especially in high school and college, we have, you know, school teachers now in high schools. It used to be just in the colleges where, you know, it was very prevalent that we had very liberal teaching. Now in high school, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th grade, we have teachers who are trying to change the minds of young people. And I hear that all the time. So I really do believe that we need to, as parents, but also in the church, have classes for young people to learn. But if they're in Christian schools, especially, give them those opportunities to learn.
Gary, you know, I think that you talk about something here that's very, very significant, Nate, and that is this whole concept of apologetics. And apologetics is something that needs to be brought out both, well, I should say, in the home, in the school, and in the church. So not both, but all three. And a part of that is this whole concept of a biblical worldview.
Right.
You know, one of the things that concerns me greatly is that both in the home, the school, and the church, a biblical worldview is not being portrayed as it should be. Along that line is the idea of apologetics. You know, at the church that I pastor, Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, we are taking all of 2018 to talk about apologetics. We are teaching it. And every one of our classes, from the nursery to all of our adult classes, is also studying Genesis 1 through 11, which Ken Ham says in his book Already Gone is something that many people are missing. Here's the point.
Right.
One of the reasons why so many children and young people leave the homes and the church is simply because of the fact that they don't have the biblical understanding that they need.
That's right.